The following production of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
The following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
My God! We are ready for the football!
I'm excited to knock somebody the hell out.
If you see a beast, like, you should run, because the beast is really scary.
Bang Cartoon Radio Hour!
Super Bowl 46 ends on a devastating note for the Patriots.
What's the score?
In a 21-17 loss.
Haha, you lost.
Where does Tom Brady rank on your all-time list, Greg?
Well, he's awfully high.
Don't be so mad at Tom Brady.
I hate him, though.
Oh, my God, yo!
No.
Why are you so mad at Tom Brady?
Don't
the sparkle! Some
bullshit, no! I wanted to package with the Super Bowl, Megan!
Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out of my house right now!
You are sick!
You know, I'm very thankful. First and foremost, I gotta thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Oh, stop it!
Representing.
Do you like it?
Yeah! I can only eat so much poop.
I'm tired of watching crap!
I'm throwing up poop.
I only react to what I see with my eyes.
I have seen it with my own eyes.
The Cowboys beat the Giants, the first team in quite a while to win the Super Bowl and lose their opener.
I love Tony Romo.
Tony Romo!
I love Tony Romo.
And we've got a tremendous array of talent here for you.
Welcome to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
When I'm not the brand or sad, I turn to Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Take that, motherfucker.
And now, here's John and Tom on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Everything I am is an illusion. Everything I am.
And it is all over at the AFC Championship game. It's time to celebrate. The Ravens are going back to the Super Bowl. And the 49ers are going to New Orleans. The San Francisco 49ers Super Bowl bound. Hurricanes and beignets for breakfast.
In perhaps the most unique Super Bowl matchup ever, brother against brother, the 49er head coach Jim Harbaugh against the Ravens head coach John Harbaugh. Then the pending retirement of Ray Lewis has set the stage for emotion and drama in New Orleans at Super Bowl 47.
I love it. Man, I want to know what's going on with this deer antler spray. Make Ray Lewis sit on the bench for his final game.
What?
Oh, you haven't heard about this? Some PED scandal. You know how every Super Bowl, right? I was trying to tell this to my son the other last week when Crabtree all of a sudden was brought up on charges by some woman, right? Whenever there's a huge game, championship or Super Bowl, some woman comes out of the woodwork and somebody's pregnant. Right?
Oh, yeah,
or
yeah,
somebody
sure.
Raped somebody, right? Or here, deer antler spray on Ray Lewis's arm is what has allowed him to play, Tom.
I didn't hear about that.
Deer antler spray.
What? Oh, my God.
I got fired up to put some deer urine on my arm. And now I can tackle like a stag.
I had not heard about that.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what's going around now.
Oh,
no, Ray
my.
Lewis doesn't juice up on anything.
Except
the Lord.
Yeah, you know, I still remember in 1996, Dallas was going into Carolina in the playoffs, and all of a sudden, Michael Irvin held a woman at gunpoint while Eric Williams raped her, remember?
Well, yeah, but there you go. I mean, that's probably true.
Yeah, yeah, it just so happened that Michael Irvin wasn't even in the same state when it happened.
Hey, I don't see how that really makes much of a difference. That is Michael Irvin we're talking about. He is paid to make comments and analyze football. However, at the same time, he is known to be able to rape women in two different states.
Oh, my God.
It's true. He is Michael. Don't you forget it.
I am Michael.
Right.
Right.
I am an analyst, and my job is to analyze football and make comments.
And this is my accomplice. His job is to hold the gun while I rape your ass.
I am quite an athlete, period.
Yeah, but we get something every time, so there it is.
It wasn't a gun.
It was a backhanded pimp slap.
Right.
Yeah, and then it was a pair of pinking shears that I got from the guy that was cutting my hair. And then there was the knitting needle, and then there was that time that I caught the straight razor, and then there was the other time with the ice pick, and then there was the time with the razor blade, but that was time I was cutting lines. I slipped. That wasn't even my fault.
Oh, no. Yeah, what was the, he apparently, allegedly, sliced somebody's neck with the scissors when they were getting their hair cut.
Irvin allegedly sliced one of the offensive linemen, a backup offensive lineman.
Yeah, I was trying to remember whose neck it was. Anyway, I'm Tom, he's John. Tilliard, take it away.
Hey, what's up? This is John Tilliard, and you are listening to Bangkok 2 Radio Hour, number 220. Here's a question that has puzzled man since the dawn of time. If someone plays the song Girls Just Wanna Have Fun in the middle of a forest and no one's around, does it still sound like shit?
I gotta tell you, I put this to the test, and yes, it does. I put it on out in the middle of fucking nowhere, and all the animals that could find you, they came running through the neighborhood.
This time it had absolutely nothing to do with football.
Nothing whatsoever to do with football. However, I do think it gives a little bit of an insight into what is on John's favorite radio station.
Right.
I mean, really, who's bringing Cyndi Lauper up? Cyndi Lauper and Doctor Who. Liz, does this guy get laid? We need to hear from Liz Tilliard.
Oh, I would love to. Wouldn't you love to?
I'd love to hear from Liz Tilliard and find out what's going on with John and his love life there.
We could do a whole show talking to her, boy.
Going out on the town this evening, pickering up in my three-wheeled car.
All right, coming up, one hot, mouthy NFL wife.
Ooh.
A child.
Just one?
A child has the answer to the Patriots' woes.
Videotape them! And watch them at halftime!
We got some more fan rants. Free trip to the Super Bowl, John.
Ooh.
Yeah.
For Ray Lewis?
Just for using deer antlers, Bray?
Well, it does have to do with the Ravens. Real quick, I don't even care anymore because I'm toast in the gridiron playoff challenge there that we're doing
me
over
too,
ESPN.
So fuck all these people. That's the way I see it. You know, as long as once we're out, our interest is done. So fuck all y'all.
Yeah, so number one, Al Roker, Al Roker underwear model.
Well, you know, that's kind of cute.
Yeah.
I'll give him that. However, the underwear model is just the floor in the White House men's room.
Yeah, exactly. Number two, ESPN Stooge Marathon. Number three, Cunt Punt. Still up there.
Cunt Punt. Yeah. Falling fast.
Number four, the Tilliards.
Tilliard.
And number five, Aaron Rodgers MVP thong. I like that.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, man. They put her. Did you see, oh, by the way, speaking of women wearing skin-tight clothing at football games, did you see the woman at the Pro Bowl who had on, like, the gold lamé pants that was such a, I mean, dude, it wasn't a camel toe. It was a moose knuckle. You know? I mean, it was so far up in there. I'm telling you what. They had to freaking, they had to, yeah, to get it off of her.
Not well.
And when she came walking out on camera, I swear to God, it didn't look like she had any pants on. It looked like a big shaved old friggin' fat one there.
Well, to see that would have required watching the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, unfortunately, Mrs. Tilliard was passing by the stairs when I said big old shaved fat one, and she's dropped all the laundry. All right, we need to leave those people alone. That was all I saw of the Pro Bowl. Everybody thinks it was so cool that Jeff Saturday got to snap the ball to Peyton Manning.
Oh,
I think
God.
That's kind of gay. Yeah, I wanted to go out there one more time and get touched on the butt.
Whoopee-doo. I dropped to 35th. You're in 48th. That strategy of yours is really something.
I'm telling you, man, 48th.
But
where the party is.
For those of you who don't read the rules, whoever you started last week is who you're starting in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I had the 49ers players, but I had the Patriots players. So I'm glad the Patriots lost, but you know.
That's what I had, too. So I'm out, and like I said, now that I'm out, I couldn't care less. I've even taken it off my favorites bar. I'm not even going to look.
All right, well, speaking of Ray Lewis and his deer piss.
Man, our team is awesome. I mean, our team is awesome. Our coaches is awesome. Our staff is awesome. Our owner. Man, I don't know if there's a better owner in the NFL. I understand. That's not, man. It's our time. It's our time. Wow. Words, man. If you only knew the way we are built, we built a certain way, and we got each other's back. And to see us here today holding this trophy, God is absolutely amazing.
Dude, Keanu Reeves is Ray Lewis's new speechwriter.
Right.
It's awesome. It was so awesome. Everything was awesome. It was tubular, Tom. You should have been there, Tom. It was awesome, tubular to the max, Tom.
I am an FBI agent.
The Patriots, they was grody. They was grody to the max.
I am an MLB.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
God is absolutely amazing.
I'm peeing on my fucking mouth.
Yes.
This is what God commands Raven fans to do.
Unbelievable, isn't it? Unbelievable. Hey.
God's amazing. You know what? This morning, Tom, I got up, I looked out the window, and there was a tree. And I said, God is amazing. That thing looked just like a tree. I mean, I didn't know what it was. It could have been a rock. It could have been a car. It could have been anything. But God made it look like a tree because he is the amazing God.
Oh, man, that's good. That's really good.
The amazing God.
Now, that's Stan Lee throws that away. No, that's a bad idea. The amazing what? Spider thing.
That's why we study school. That's why we go to grades, to make good grades.
Yeah.
Because if you don't make the good grades, God won't be no kind of amazing to you. You have to be one of them poor motherfuckers that sit around swearing God's amazing, but you ain't got nothing. God ain't amazing to you.
All right, so typically, you know, these Patriots playoffs games, you know, like last year, it came down to that missed field goal. They right. straight up got their ass beat.
They did. They got their asses handed to them.
Oh,
and I'll
my
tell you
God.
What, you know what? For all you people crying that they didn't talk when they left the field, so what?
Well, you know, but that's the thing. I mean, look. You don't win every friggin' game. And Shannon Sharp says it best. He said, you know, it makes it real easy to not like the Patriots. Because every coach out there lose that game, he's going to do his press conference after the game. He's going to go say, you know, even if, you know, of course, you could have played the same clip after every Patriots loss from Belichick. It wouldn't have been any different. But, you know, you got to do it. And, yeah.
Well, I guess. You know,
but Belichick,
people can say all they want.
Belichick wouldn't do it. Wouldn't. He didn't want to talk to anybody. I understand he's pissed off. He's bummed they lost. But, you know, be a good sport. Do your thing. But Shannon Sharp really calls him out for it. This is great.
There's something to be said about being gracious in defeat. We've seen the New England Patriots 5 times in the last 12 years be victorious. And we've seen the opposing coaches that lost come out and talk to our Steve Tasker. Now, Coach Kyle did it when they lost to him. We saw this last week. Bill Belichick makes it real easy for you to root against the Patriots. You can't be a poor sport all the time. You're not going to win all the time. And he does this every time he loses. It is unacceptable.
I got to agree with him.
I agree with him, too. Mr. Ed is right. And you know what? If you ask him what 4 + 5 is, he's going to stomp on the floor 9 times. He's right. Smart. He knows exactly what he's talking about.
Yeah, Terrell Suggs. You know, Terrell Suggs had some stuff to say, too.
We did it for Ray Lewis. We did it for O.J. Burgantz. And most important, we did it for Ravens Nation. Everybody said we couldn't do it. These are the most arrogant pricks in the world. Start from
right.
Check on down. Here we go. Here we go. Art Modell. Art Modell, this one for you, baby. Art Modell, baby.
Well, that's awful nice of him to say. It could have been nicer if he'd have done it last year while I was alive and could have had the party and the blowjob and all, but I guess I'll take it.
You know, it's funny that Shannon Sharp says that they all come out and talk to Steve Tasker, right? You know why they sent Steve Tasker down there? They say, who knows how to lose Super Bowls? Oh, you, get down there and go talk to them. They'll talk to you. You know what? Bill Belichick should just put a cardboard cutout of himself outside the locker room.
Yeah.
With a little tape on it that just says, you know, they played a good game. Everybody had a nice day. You know, we'd like to get things done next time. We'll see you next year.
Sure. Yeah, I would accept that.
I would, too. A cardboard cutout and all those microphones pointed at it.
I would love that. That'd be I'd be okay. There you go. He did his post-game press conference.
Really? You know, for all these people bitching, I get it. You know, fine. You know, he was supposed to be a big man about it. But Jesus Christ, he's going to come out and say, didn't we have that tape of him last year where he answered the same exact thing within 30 seconds? He said the same words.
I know. But at least he said it.
I guess. What do you need that for? What kind of closure do you need, you fans on TV?
Now, somebody who did have post-game comments to make from the New England Patriots, actually, the wife of a New England Patriot would have
was
been...
Was Vince Wilfork? Was she texting?
No, it was Anna Burns Welker.
Oh, Anna Burns Welker. Now, that sounds like a blue blood if I've ever heard one.
Yeah, or a Hooters girl, which is what she used to be.
Boy, was I way off.
I understand. She's a lovely young lady.
Sure.
But boy, she had some stuff to say on her Facebook page Sunday night.
That's because that's where all those Hooters girls, when they want to philosophize, Tom, they know they can find their true peeps out there on Facebook.
She said, proud of my husband and the Pats. By the way,
that's right.
If anyone is bored, please go to Ray Lewis's Wikipedia page. 6 kids, 4 wives, acquitted for murder, paid a family off. Yay, what a Hall of Fame player. A true role model.
That's right. You know what? The other day, Tom, I was bored, so I looked up Ray Lewis on Wikipedia, and he's got 6 children, and he's got 2. He's got 4 wives, and that means that each one of those wives have had 1.25 children, and I don't understand how that works.
1.5.
Right, something like that, for God's sake. It just doesn't make sense, Tom. I don't understand how he can have children split like that. It's absolutely evil. I'm telling you, this guy, he stands and he says he's all these free things about him. God is amazing, and look at him. He's gene splicing and everything else. Says so. Right there on his Wikipedia page, and I'm going to get my friends on Facebook to stop him. He's a monster. But I'm proud of my Wesley because he was out there and he was on the field when that brute was out there. And I got to tell you, Tom, I can't blame him for short-arming those passes. I probably would have dropped him too. That's awful scary.
Well, you know, it's funny. What a turn of events because... the Super Bowl. Remember last year, Giselle going off because Wes Welker dropped a pass.
I know, you know, and everybody says my husband looks like a dork in big games, and I got to tell you should see him in bed. He looks like a dork there, too. But, hey, you know what? The fact of the matter is he got out there and he tried, which is more than like 99% of you people's husbands can do. Oh, way to go, you. You got a plumber over there. Good job. He's sitting around on his fat ass drinking beer and watching my husband drop passes in the AFC Championship game against a murderer who has 1.5 kids with every one of his wives.
Hey, not only was she a Hooters girl, but she was Miss Hooters.
I was Miss Hooters, Tom. That was a very prestigious award given to me in 1985 because not only did I have the largest breasts and I could get the French fries out faster than anybody else, but I had the most hairspray, and that went a long way in those days.
I don't think she's that old, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then maybe I'm just mistaking how old I was. I wasn't like, born in 1985.
I was going to say maybe she was born in 1985. But yeah, Miss Hooters, so you know, talk about a true role model.
Tell you something, Tom. I'm going to get bored and go look myself up on Wikipedia and find out a few things and see how old I am.
Hey, speaking of hot girls, don't know which one it's going to be, but as I mentioned, there's a free trip to the Super Bowl up for grabs.
Right. Now, I heard about this. This is in Baltimore, you say?
Well, it's here it is. It says, what's up, ladies? Do you like the Ravens? Would you like a ticket to the Super Bowl? Are you hot? Are you open to performing a hand job / blow job / et cetera in exchange for said Super Bowl ticket? Now, that seems to me like propositioning prostitution.
Well, yeah, that's sex for consideration. That's prostitution, propositioning prostitution.
But I guess since it says HJ, BJ, et cetera, they could say anything. They could make up any words they wanted to, you know.
Yeah, we were looking for some jalapeno jammies and some...
Well, jalapeno starts with a J, so that would be JJ.
Yeah, but these people are from Baltimore, Tom. You got to remember that.
Maybe they were looking for a hairy jalapeno.
They study school. Jalapeno don't start with no J.
Who
pull your pants up around your waist.
Anyway, this was a Craigslist ad, and it was a free Super Bowl ticket for hot chick, $1.
Free Super Bowl tickets for hot chick for $1. Yeah. All right, well, so that kind of closes Dundalk, which is the southwestern part of the city, completely off. Forget about it.
Guy says, my uncle got 4 tickets to the Super Bowl and gave me 2. My bitch girlfriend broke up with me on the day of the New England game, so I will be taking someone along with me to spite her. I will pay for tickets, hotel, food, drinks, etc. My requirements are simple. You must be hot. You must be a Raven fan. You will be expected to put out at least a HJ or BJ.
Hand job or blow job, dear. Get you down to Super Bowl time.
You will have to hang with my aunt and uncle for at least a little bit. Email me if you are interested. This is not a joke.
Gotta hang with your aunt and uncle.
So, you're Billy's friend. Is that what it is? Did you give him the HJ or the BJ? I heard an awful lot of noise up in the room last night, Billy.
Yeah, he's going to stay at his aunt and uncle's house in New Orleans. I don't know. You know what? I'll tell you what. Would you consider it if you were a female living in Baltimore who would consider yourself hot? Which, let's face it, is a very, very wide curve.
is that close? Well, they got standards close to Cleveland?
They're pretty close. look, everywhere you go in Baltimore, you can get crabs. That's what they're famous for.
Right.
They even make cakes out of them. Yeah, hon. I'm going down to give the dude a blowjob. Maybe I'll get me a Frito-Lay dry down in New Orleans. Go to the Super Bowl and see the Ravens. Go, Ray Lewis!
Oh, man. Hey, a kid, this little kid, man, this kid, I love this kid. He's great. He's a Patriots fan. They're watching the game, and it ends, and his mom tells him what happens. Listen to this response. It's fantastic.
It's official.
All right.
They lost.
They lose. They didn't even get a point in, like, 12 minutes. No, 15 minutes. They didn't get any points. Next time, when... it's a game for the Super Bowl. We're not watching it. We're just watching the Super Bowl.
Hey.
That's all we're going to watch, the Super Bowl. Really? A video? Really?
So he figures, let's not watch this game and they'll win and we'll just see them in the Super Bowl.
He's right. All the Bostonians just woke up and said, hey, you think that little kid's got a point there? If we boycott the AFC Championship, maybe we'll get to go straight to the Super Bowl.
We're just watching the Super Bowl!
Love
that.
Well,
see, now what happened last year, kid? That's what I'd say. I'd get right in that kid's face and say, what about last year? You went to the Super Bowl and you lost!
Really?
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 Yes.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, you did.
Really?
You did. You did.
Oh.
You know what? The Patriots are fast becoming. All right, they were a dynasty at first that was the all-powerful dynasty, but they are fast becoming along the lines of the Buffalo Bills, who, I might add, if anybody still remembers, are the ultimate all-time big-time giant losers in Super Bowl history. All right, so I think the Patriots are getting there. This isn't a Super Bowl, but you know how many big games does this team go and lose?
Well, they've kind of become a cartoon.
I wish I had the time to make them. I'd be making them all the time. You know?
I don't understand it, Tom. I spend the money on the team, and they don't. I mean, you know, it got me the hot girlfriend at the screen test, but I can't seem to get the deal close. Where's that video camera that Bill had? That thing was a gem, boy.
Yeah, you know, and that was another thing Terrell Suggs, you know, ragged on him about.
Yeah.
That's great, man.
Yeah.
But hey, he must be listening to our show, John, because he wouldn't bring it up unless he'd been listening to our show, because we're the only reason anybody talks about it.
I got to tell you, right now, see, we don't have the proof because that video is private. We can't get a hold of Terrell Suggs in the tunnel going away from yelling about Spygate. But look.
Yeah,
like we've been told, Tom. You're right. Like we've been told. So it's only us. So Terrell Suggs, obviously a listener.
Obviously.
What's up, T Sizzle? Hey, man. Right bang on your jock strap. Get tackled one time, or you know, get on the bottom of the pile so we can see it.
All right, let's take a break.
Yeah.
And when we come back, we got more fans. We have an auntie of a player,
an auntie,
and man, she got some stuff to say, and And a friend, a very, very close friend of the show, has found himself arrested.
Tilliard? Oh, speaking of close friends of the show, I don't know if I mentioned this or not, but our buddy Reevesy. Reevesy has become a proud father. He's got a daughter, and I don't mention that very often, but he's one of the original fans, so she is going to become the first niece of the show.
The first niece of the show.
The first niece of the show. We have one. And
I think
British.
We should be her godparents.
Oh, I think that's a good idea. We, these two atheists, ought to be able to tell her just what to do.
Reevesy's running as fast as he can.
Yeah, the Church of England will be glad to hear from us.
All right, we'll be right back.
Bang! Bang! And now, Super Bowl suggestions from your wife.
Hi, it's me, your wife. Look, I know the Super Bowl is this Sunday, and I know the forces of nature won't allow you to miss it. It's pre-wired into your genetic code, much like hunting and gathering. I also realize that because of your primal urge to travel in a herd, your buddies will be coming over. I get it. But I'd like to make a suggestion this year. I'm not asking you to eat with cutlery or anything crazy. I'd just like to point out that we have these things called coasters. I know your first instinct will be to eat them or make weapons out of them, but they're actually designed to set your beers on. They preserve the wood, so you won't have to go out into the jungle and forage for more. That's it. I have more suggestions, like don't pee out the back door and don't wipe barbecue sauce on the drapes. But, you know, let's just take it one step at a time.
Stay tuned for more Super Bowl suggestions from your wife.
VOTech. VOTech.
For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
Thank God there's just one game more Sunday on TV. And then your life will be a bore. Just leave that to me. 'Cause you sell your soul to me for the Pro Bowl. Shopping hand in hand and take a stroll. It's the last Sunday.
You can watch football.
Say hi to your kid.
Haven't seen him since the fall.
It's Super Sunday.
Have all you want to drink.
Yo, what's up? This is Ari Spears from Damon's Underground, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Behind the rubber.
Oh,
he's got to go behind.
He did not go behind the rubber.
He did.
Listen to him. He did not.
Oh, I ain't listening to him, Eddie.
Oh, that's bull.
Behind the rubber.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Bullshit,
you're
yourself.
Here. You're here, and this crew is here just to fuck us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boom. That's good. That's great. And you
shout. Ah, you
that's
shit.
Earl,
you run yourself.
Finger off
you hit me.
Yeah, because you
good.
Put your
I'm glad
finger
you
on me.
I'm glad you hit me.
That's right. You're here for one goddamn specific reason.
What's that, Earl?
To fuck us.
Ah, you're full of shit. Fuck you.
Goddamn years and years. And don't you ever put your finger on me again.
You hit me, Earl.
You put your finger
that's
on
that's okay.
You
I didn't. You ain't going to knock nobody on their ass.
You do it again and I'll knock you right in your nose.
I didn't touch you.
You pushed your finger.
I did not. No, you're lying.
Goddamn.
You're lying.
No, you are.
You are lying.
You're a big liar if you
you are a liar, Earl.
You are.
A liar.
You are. Is good.
Wrong.
That's the only reason
you are
you're
wrong,
here.
Earl.
And you'll have your chance tomorrow. You got it as quick as you can.
What is wrong with you?
You ain't no good.
No, you aren't either.
Yeah,
you aren't
you
either.
You ain't no good.
You're no fucking
you
good either.
Yeah, your ass will never have our games in
I hope. What do I care?
Yeah, what do I care? What are you doing here now?
Well, why don't you call the league office and ask them?
Yeah, I will.
Oh, good.
Don't think I won't.
Good. Quicker you get on, it'll be better, too.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
You ain't going nowhere.
You aren't either.
You've got 5, 10 fucking years to know who's in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, you're going to be in the Hall of Fame.
You know it.
Why?
You
We're
know
fucking
it.
Up World Series?
You know it.
You're going to be in the Hall of Fame?
You know
up
it. I've
Fame?
Won more than I've lost, kid.
I know you haven't.
Games. Count games. You don't even know
what you better get going, huh? You better get going.
What the hell are you doing? Tell me proof that you had your hands on me.
Now that's wrong, Earl.
Pardon?
Wrong.
Oh, fuck, what? I can't hear you. He's motion. He's called a bar.
Jesus Christ. Will you start this goddamn thing?
Yeah, John Earl Weaver, Hall of Fame manager, passed away at the age of 82.
Yeah, you know what? I'll tell you what. A lot of people, they heard all these things about Earl Weaver and all these arguments, and we just played one of the great ones. But a lot of that time he came out, he would yell things like, you know, well, how's the family? Let's go out to get some dinner afterwards. He did. Nobody could hear him. If you that clip we just played, by the time he's finished telling everybody that you're just here to fuck us, everything else is for the crowd's benefit, just to get him fired up before
right,
he
leaves. Right. Yeah,
so, he was great.
Managed your beloved Orioles for 17 seasons, got himself a World Series title.
Yep, he had a tomato patch down on the far left field sideline. Yeah, sideline. I'm geared to football, man. Down off the third baseline.
All right, let's see. Here is these are not the fans of the losing team. These are fans of rivalry teams who are rubbing it in to the losing
teams
Atlanta
that didn't even make
Falcons.
The playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah, the first off, we got this Panthers, Carolina Panthers fan. He's going to go off here.
Right. I told you, and I motherfucking told your chump ass, sit y'all motherfucking ass right beside me in this bitch. You never been there, you chump ass motherfuckers. I didn't told you, motherfucker. You motherfuckers ain't shit, homeboy. Yep, you motherfuckers. Yeah, y'all were the one seed, all this and that. I didn't told you, motherfuckers, you ain't clutch. I told you.
Told us, Tom. He told you.
Y'all were dominated by the Carolina Panthers both games this year. And we still on the rise, baby. Y'all opportunity was now. You had to get it now. You had the motherfucking game. And if y'all have won this bitch, y'all have won the Super Bowl. Believe that. But that motherfucking spaghetti arm goddamn Matt Ryan. Good God, I damn mighty. Hey, he the motherfucking one. They kicked that ass. You know, the only difference between y'all and us, and we straight up 85 from each other, the only motherfucking difference is we got a motherfucking better draft pick. We picking ahead of y'all bitch asses
There's that.
This year in the motherfucking 2013 NFL draft.
Yo, hell yeah, boy.
There's that old man. Look, we're better off than you because we get a higher draft pick. Man, that never ends.
That is the sucker's pick. Did I ever tell Eagle fans what chumps they were for just crowing about winning the NFC East? I don't know. I can't remember. Boy, I tell you what, sure is nice to win that motherfucker every once in a while. Look, man, you know, the thing that kills me the most about guys like this is that he told you. I told you you wasn't going to win. Like, the Falcons are sitting around. I wonder what chump-ass black boy from North Carolina has to say about us today. Tony Gonzalez is in the locker room going, damn, he did. He told him. So I looked at his video. He's got like 130 views. And you know, I guarantee you like 80 of them are him and his cousins.
Right.
Right. Well, yeah, so there you go. It's fun watching other fans talk shit about teams that beat the crap out of them. This dude thinks that the Falcons window is closed. Like there's anything left in the South that's going to stand up to him. Maybe Tampa Bay. Maybe.
I think Carolina's on their way.
Hey, they got a ways to go. Well, they got a ways to
you
go.
You know, that quarterback.
The Saints, they fired, what's his name the other day? Spagnuolo. The other
you day. Think about how young that quarterback of theirs is, man. He's only going to get better.
Finally, you got to surround him with something.
Yeah.
Got to put something out there. I told you, Tom, them motherfuckers.
All right, so now we got a Saints fan here. At least the Saints do have a ring, but he's gonna go. He's gonna go off now.
Will it be? Will it be the Falcon season coming to an end? I can't wait to say it. 6 seconds left, baby.
Yeah, the game's still going.
6 seconds left. Six seconds. No.
There's only two rings in the whole NFC South.
Knock him out. Game over. Game over. That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
Oh, it's wonderful. Cry your eyes out. Drown me in the sweet sorrow of your tears. Drown me. Drown me, baby.
Wow.
I don't even want to say nothing. I just. Can you see us now? Super Bowl champions, you fucking losers. What? Walk off. You were up 17-0.
Yeah.
You cracking motherfucking loser. 17. Yes. Yes. I am very happy to be here. Yes. Yes. You do.
In defense.
In defense.
Going into Eddie Murphy. What is that about?
Go, Julio! Julio, you look like Jennifer Hudson. You're just like Jennifer Hudson. Randy Moss, go on to the bowl, baby. Falcons, go home.
Julio
go
Jones
home.
Looks like Jennifer Hudson.
Go home. Your season was for naught. It was for naught. All the touchdowns, all the love, not? All the crap talking, splitting with us this year, for naught. Go home. Have a good year. Niners, Baltimore Ravens, Patriots, whoever, go home. I don't care who win now. I would like to see the Ravens win, but I don't care who win, long as it ain't the Falcons. Who's going to the Super Bowl? Not the Falcons. Y'all suck. Kiss our ring, baby. Still got the Super Bowl. Y'all ain't got one.
Oh, my God. That was fantastic.
Oh, my God.
That was absolutely
not
fantastic,
like
man. Yeah, wait. Here we go.
Who's going to the Super Bowl? Not the Falcons.
I guess that's his pet dolphins chiming in there. I swear to God. You know what? I have seen the Cowboys lose games in playoffs. I've seen the Giants lose games in the playoffs. I've watched the Eagles lose Super Bowls and whatnot. I've watched, you know, and I have never in my life acted like that, especially if my team is not in the playoffs at all. I have gotten up after like watching the Giants lose the playoffs and going, you know, like shaking my head like, there you go. That's the end of that. Translated, Tom, that means who's got a ring? Not the Falcons.
Who's going to the Super Bowl? Not the Falcons.
Not the Falcons.
All the dogs in the neighborhood just looked up from their...
Oh, my God.
What the hell was that? Oh, God. Indy face. Tom, they got him in the face.
He's doing Eddie Murphy, man. That's fantastic.
That was fun. It was his brother came in there. And was, y'all are some crack-ass losers. That was great.
That's, you know, fans are what make the game so great.
Well, I guess, you know what? There's only two rings in the entire NFC South.
Yeah.
One's in New Orleans and one's in Tampa. So, yeah, I guess if that's the way it is, I guess you can crow like that.
Yep.
I wouldn't be caught dead crowing like that if my team wasn't in the playoffs. But, hey, I get whatever floats your boat.
Speaking of crowing, Deshaun Goldson of the
safety or defensive back?
From the 49ers.
Right.
He was, or his aunt, rather, was...
allegedly, his aunt.
Yeah, allegedly.
He hasn't claimed her yet.
I mean, I got to believe it is, right? I mean...
I don't know.
Well, he may not claim her, but I got... You know, anyway, she's talking... She's on Fox with Rick Lozano. She's talking to Rick Lozano from Fox after the game. And here's how that went.
You've won 5 Super Bowls.
That's
can you make
right.
it
number
6?
Number 38, my nephew, I love you.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so there she says, number 38, which is Deshaun, my nephew, I love you. If it wasn't his aunt, you know, he may not come out and say, yeah, that was my aunt, but I think he would have said, hell no, that wasn't my aunt. If it wasn't.
Well, you know, at the same time, she might have, I don't know, known his name.
You've won 5 Super Bowls.
That's
can you make
right.
it
number
6?
Number 38, my nephew, I love you. Yeah. Win that shit. I want to see you with a motherfucking ring, nigga. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Win that shit. We're going to see you with a motherfucking ring, nigga, she said. Oh, my God.
That's right, my nephew, number 38. Because he was like my second cousin's brother's sisters from number 45. And then he's going to go win that bitch, motherfucker.
All the white people have turned off the second segment of the show, Tom. They're all like, I don't understand what's going on this radio station anymore.
Are y'all crazy? Please.
Christ. You know, I'll tell you what. In the last 2 or 3 weeks, 2 or 3, 4 episodes or so, I've had a lot of fun making fun of black people's voices and shit, and people have kind of given me some weird looks. Listen to this second segment, please.
You've won 5 Super Bowls.
That's
can you make
right.
it
number
6?
Number 38, my nephew, I love you. Yeah. Win that shit. I want to see you with a motherfucking ring, nigga. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Let me quiet down. Who wants a Harbaugh versus Harbaugh Super Bowl? As Jim Harbaugh has already held up his end, now it's time for John Harbaugh for the Baltimore Ravens. If he can get that win, it'll be a brother versus brother Super Bowl. And these folks don't care who'll be there. They just know that they're going to be there. And they're going to be there in style. I think I better throw it back to you before I die in here.
Boy, they didn't let her say another word, man. They got her away.
They hustled her right off of there.
Get your hands off of me! Number 38, come and save me!
Yeah, my name is Rod Puller. Go Niners! Woo! Go Niners!
Oh, Jesus Christ, that's pretty funny. Oh, I'll tell you what though, we got the Baltimore Ravens and their very public stances on gay marriage coming down and playing against the 49ers.
Yes. Yes.
Boy, that's an easy joke.
Yeah, right.
It's more fun to make fun of number 38's aunt.
Oh, my God. She's priceless.
My nephew, number 38, is going to go down and he's going to get New Orleans where he's going to see my cousin and his sister, number 15.
Well, after the Super Bowl, we'll have to try and get in touch with her. We'll have to see if...
I would love to. Yeah. If anybody knows her, oh, my God. I'd love to talk to her.
We're going
to
have to try and get in touch with her.
So I'll tell you what, Tom. I said earlier that all the white people had turned off the second segment, but we have something here that's been donated to us by the Columbus Board of Science that we're going to be able to plug in and try for the first time. It's going to be able to try to make heads or tails of what some of these people say. It's going to translate what this woman says so that you can understand.
All right, let's put the audio through the this gadget here. All right, this is what it came up with.
It's gonna be the last goddamn year we ever watch the Super Bowl that ain't gonna have the Dallas Cowboys in it.
Goddamn right, you ain't. All right, so that's the equivalent. That's the white equivalent of what the woman said. This is our new toy. We've just gotten this installed in the studio. We've got a translator now that's gonna be able to take just about any phrase and translate it to any language that we want.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's a nice little toy.
Right now, I want to talk about something else.
Did we hear from any of Ted Ginn's relatives since they're all on it?
Right. I'm surprised.
That joke is still good. Now, that is one that nobody else is talking about but us. So y'all want to blame Spyzilla on us. Forget all that.
You can blame Ted Ginn's family jokes. That's on us.
All right. So as I mentioned earlier, we have a good friend of the show who's gotten himself in trouble. We're talking about the one and only Freddie Smoot.
I heard about
this. Yeah, former Vikings and Redskins cornerback. Best known, of course, for inserting a double-headed dildo into two women at the notorious Love Boat back in 2005.
Allegedly,
yeah.
Allegedly. He's also very well known for not being able to sell his house that was next door to Sergeant Slaughter, who called the cops on him for not cutting his grass.
The Mitten Man.
Well, that's allegedly. We never found out exact proof.
Well, this is not alleged. He did get popped for a DUI in December. During the traffic stop, he told the arresting officer he was upset because he got into it with his girlfriend at the club. Now, here's the thing.
At the club.
Yeah, here's the thing. During processing in the service area while he was handcuffed,
right.
He peed his pants, John.
Oh, see, this is why you have to take their pants away, Tom. It saves them all this embarrassment.
He peed his pants, he left a puddle on the floor.
That's terrible. I mean, that's just all. I mean, see, you can get away with getting a DUI, but when it gets out in the press that you peed your pants, that's just,
I know, man. The police officer witnessed the urine running down his pant leg and onto the floor. Fred Smoot did not express that he had to use the restroom at all.
Maybe he did. I just thought he was jibber jabbering.
Well, I mean, it could have been worse. You know, he could have shit his pants in the White House.
He might have been saying, "I got to take a leak. Where's the bathroom?" And they had no idea that he was even speaking English.
Right.
He had been drinking, remember?
Right.
Oh, God.
Exactly. That's very true. Or hell, you know, he could have been talking to a dude on the phone for a year thinking he was talking to a girl. It could be worse.
Anything could happen. I know everybody's dying to hear what we have to say about Monty Teo. And you know what I have to say about Monty Teo? I don't give a shit.
I'm so sick of it, you know? Like, he's the first one to have this happen. You know, whatever.
Well, that's pretty big what happened to him and how far it went.
I'm sure worse has happened to other guys.
I'm sure. You know, like, you know, bought cars from people on Craigslist. And
it's bizarre because he's such a, you know, such a straight laced, very religious, very, you know, and he's... Oh, God. Who's calling in now? Hello, Bang Cartoon Radio Hour. This is John and Tom.
Who?
John and Tom. Bang Cartoon Radio.
John and Tom. Oh, John and Tom. Yo, hey, you dudes, man. Guess what, man? It's be Freddie Smoot calling all up around there. The Freddie the Band Cartoon Radio Hour.
Freddie, we were just talking about you.
Yeah, man, yo, I'm gonna tell you what, man. They been they be giving me my phone call. I figure, you know, I'm gonna call you guys.
Wait a minute, this is your one phone call from jail?
Did me while my one phone call,
Fred? Wait, from jail. This happened.
You got to do me a favor. You got to go to my house and get into the sock drawer and find my cash and give me some bail.
But Freddie, you got arrested a month ago. Why are you calling?
I just found my phone.
What?
They but just found my phone.
Oh, they.
I've been sitting there because I have a little apathy and then they put me in the back in the bed and they forget about me. They say you gonna pee on our floor. You can go pee on your floor. So now they finally give me my phone call. I'll be calling y'all. I'm gonna tell you what, man, Tom. I'll be innocent.
You're innocent. Well, I mean, you were drinking, but they said you got into a fight with your girlfriend at the club.
No, I didn't give her no fight it with no girlfriend, no club. I wasn't even driving.
Is that right?
No, I was parked. I was up on the corner in the fountain. I thought it was a car wash. Is that right? I'm telling you what, Tom. I've been thinking about suing the post office.
The post office?
Yeah, I must sue the post office. I've dragged one of their mailbox about three blocks, and I think it scratched my undercoating.
What?
Yeah, man, them things, they bought nothing but corners and metal spikes. You know, they mess your car up. You run one of them over.
Freddie, what? Okay, so.
Look, hey, you know what? Listen. You know, listen, man. Listen. I love you guys, man. Yeah, I mean it, man. I mean, I really love you guys. You know what I mean? I mean, that's, you know, that's back when I got in trouble in Minnesota, man. Man, I've been double hip and dead, double hip and dead, man. I went on that boat ride on Lake Minnetonka, Parker, man.
He's drunk, John. And, he's so drunk.
I was living there, so I just thought I would come out. Granny called me, said, on me, y'all was the only peoples who would talk over at the spoon, man. And now here, when I'm down here in the belly of the beast, pissing on myself, y'all are there again. So I'm going to tell you what, Tom. That's why I made my phone call, y'all. Fred and Spook be in trouble, man.
Well, Freddy.
So, oh, don't you got dang. I had my whole mama come by side there.
What are you doing?
Oh, Fred and Spook got the blues. Fred and Spook be in the jailhouse now. Oh, Fred and Spook say he's done got the blues. Fred and Spook be in the jailhouse now. It don't matter if the Fred and Spook plead not guilty. The judge won't understand him anyhow. Oh, Tom, what am I going to do?
Oh, my God. Dogs are barking at you, Freddy.
That's my cellmates. That there is Peanut, and that one there is Jamal.
Oh, okay. Why didn't you tell him you had to go to the bathroom? Why'd you piss your pants?
I did tell him I had to go to the bathroom. Time I said, y'all, we got to get me go. My guy, they got to take a leak, man. They say, no, with the winter suit. And I said, look here, man. I'm going to tell y'all. They say, I'm going to go. I'm about to get in there. And they said, but I don't do nothing right now. Before I know it, Tom, it been trickling on my leg. And I'm thinking, you know what, man? All of a sudden, it been got warm in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking this is not right, and then it'd be very uncomfortable.
Yeah, so you've been in no. So this is why you didn't. You know, I had a birthday, man, just a few days ago.
Your birthday?
Yeah,
got you got the birthday.
I did, man.
Happy birthday to you. That's right, sing it in there, Peanut. Happy birthday to you.
Brother Spook
is singing from down the jailhouse, and I don't know what I'm going to do.
I should have never told him, John. Anyway, hey, Freddie, did you been in there all this time? Did you even see who's in the Super Bowl?
Oh, is it a Super Bowl? I didn't even know there was a Super Bowl. I heard that Ray Lewis be in the Super Bowl. Now, ain't that something? Ray Lewis, he been done out there on the street because he done. I mean, you know what? I tell you what, I got bored the other day. And I went in the prison lobby and I look him up on Wikipedia. You know he got 6 chillers with 4 different wives?
Yeah, I heard that.
Jeez. You want me to talk about.
Yeah, well, they beat the Patriots. They're going to the Super Bowl. They're going to play the 49ers. It's the Harbowl.
The Harbowl? I don't even know what a Harbowl. The Harbowl be something that I got to sit on in front of the freaking jailer over there. That's what I got to do.
Harbaugh. What I mean is John Harbaugh, the coach of the Ravens, going against the 49ers, and his brother Jim Harbaugh coaches them. So Jim Harbaugh versus John Harbaugh, the Harbowl. Okay. All right, Freddie. Well, I'm so glad you called us. So you want to, I tell you what, let's, we'll get the information from you. You know, I don't want you to give out your address and stuff on the air. So
my address, pretty simple. Travis Booby down cell block D. He's sitting down right now, getting ready to go out there on the chain gang. Blue. No.
Oh, God. I mean, where to go get money to bail you out?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'd tell you, producer that.
All right. Well, let me put you on hold, and our producer will get the information from you. All right.
All right. That'd be cool.
Okay. Well, who do you think's going to win the Super Bowl now that you know it's the Ravens and 49ers?
Let me just say, you know, if it be the Ravens or the 49ers, I'll take the Raiders.
The Ravens? Okay, the Ravens.
Yeah, the Raiders.
No, not the Raiders. The Raiders? No, the Ravens. Baltimore.
Baltimore Ravens in the Super Bowl. Baltimore Ravens in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Ray Lewis.
Hey, you know, I've been locked up a long time, Tom. Oh, I've been sitting down here just counting the days. I've been looking at my watch over here. They took my watch, and then I got it written on the side of the wall here with a piece of pencil.
Okay, all right. Well, here, I'm going to put you on hold. Our producer get the info, okay?
Fevis will be old.
All right, Freddie.
He going to get really old.
Oh, my God, John. He is lit up.
I guess he's been drinking, like, you know, jailhouse hooch, toilet hooch.
It was something. All right, so Freddie says the Ravens. What do you think, man?
I'm going to go ahead and say the Ravens too.
You got a score or at least a
I'll tell you what, I'll take the Ravens, and I'm going to say it's going to be about 34 to Ooh. 20. The 49ers are going to get smacked back a little bit. I think Joe Flacco, I think, is going to step up.
Hold it. I can't believe you just said that. That's unbelievable.
I don't think they – I mean, they played a really good game last week.
I understand. It's not unbelievable that you're picking them. It's that you picked the same score as me, but I'm going the other way. I got the 49ers smacking the Ravens 34 to 20.
Well, obviously you're retarded.
Obviously. I understand. I'm not going to argue with you because I know you have all kinds of genius strategies when it comes doing stuff like this. I mean, all I got to do is look at you in the Gridiron Playoff Challenge, man. Your strategies are phenomenal. So,
look, Tom, I can't put everything out there on the ESPN boards. The government is watching.
All right. Well, it should be very entertaining, as always. We'll have all kinds of good stuff after the Super Bowl to talk about, I'm sure.
What I want to know is who in the world are the bands that are going to be playing on Saturday? Because they always get like ridiculously awful bands.
Saturday?
Yeah, you know, for the day before parties, right?
Oh my God, I always
crack up because they always have bad bands. And the day of parties, like the 2 o'clock in the afternoon band that plays, it's usually somebody freaking terrible.
Right.
Like Brian Adams or something like that. Right. Something nobody gives a shit about.
Yeah, Tina Marie.
There's Duran Duran, everybody. They actually played a couple of years ago. Like, what? And it's always fun to watch them up there doing their best to try to look like they're freaking still 25, and there's like 10 people standing around watching them.
Oh, man.
That always kills me. So, anyway, that's the way you do it.
Yeah, we'll find out. We will find out soon enough.
Just the last football.
I think it's going to be very entertaining, regardless of who wins.
Well, it's the Dick Clark answer. It's going to be very entertaining.
Right. And we got crap on Facebook. So y'all get on our Facebook page, man. Make some noise over there, will you?
Yeah, and look, everybody's on notice, man. Go looking for funny videos, looking for funny people like that. And, you know, I'll tell you what, this is the last football game of the season. I don't know how much longer we're going to do the show after this. So make it count.
Well, you know what I love? My favorite are the, and it won't matter unless it's close, although you'll get some, but I love it when people are secretly videotaping their friends watching the game. Those are the best.
I like the ones where the guy is secretly videotaping himself banging his wife. So send me those too. You know, you just, yeah.
Especially you know, if you got any of Wes Welker's wife.
Yeah. If you got any of Wes Welker's wife, that'd be good. That'd be good.
Back when I was a Hooters girl, Tom, I made many amateur videos.
Oh, no.
But you won't find those on my Wikipedia page. Right. Because I was smart and I used a stage name. My name was Pepper Anal Queen.
Oh, no.
But don't tell my husband.
Won't. All right, John, we'll do it again next time.
Later.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons.
BangCartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still, yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
With rapid insurance on Vodafone Business, we'll get a replacement phone to you within 4 hours. So if you should...
Oh, no.
Or even... Oh. Just get in touch and we'll...
Your replacement phone, sir.
Your phone replaced within 4 hours with our rapid insurance. Available on our new and limited data plans. The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone Business.
Max download upload speeds apply to data. Coverage may vary. Unlimited and rapid terms at vodafone.co.uk/terms.